This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has claimed control over the last Ukrainian stronghold in an eastern province that is key to achieving a major goal of Moscow's grinding war. The general staff of Ukraine's military reported Sunday that its forces had withdrawn from Lysychansk and Luhansk province. Ukraine's president acknowledged the withdrawal in his nightly video address, but said his forces would return with more modern weapons. If confirmed, Russia's complete seizure of Luhansk would provide its troops with a stronger base from which to press their advance in the Donbas. Russian President Vladimir Putin is bent on capturing that region in a campaign that could determine the course of the entire war. A gunman opened fire inside a busy shopping mall in the Danish capital Sunday, killing three people and critically wounding three others, according to police. A 22-year-old Danish man was arrested after the shooting. Copenhagen police inspector Shoren Thomason told reporters, adding that there was no indication that anyone else was involved in the attack, though police were still investigating. Thomason said that it was too early to speculate on the motive for the shooting, which happened in the late afternoon at Fields, one of the biggest shopping malls in Scandinavia and located on the outskirts of the Danish capital. When the shots rang out, some people hid in shops while others fled in a panic stampede, according to witnesses. Authorities say that a black man was armed with Akron police, chased him on foot and killed him in a hail of gunfire. The officers believed he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and feared he was preparing to fire again. Akron police released video Sunday of the pursuit and killing of 25-year-old Jalen Walker. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A member of the U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6 riots says more evidence is emerging that lends support to recent testimony that former U.S. President Donald Trump wanted to join an angry mob that marched to the Capitol and rioted. The Illinois Representative Adam Kinzinger says that there will be way more information and stay tuned. He's not disclosing the new information he's referring to, and he's not saying who's provided it, but he says the information has shaken the committee's confidence in the testimony of former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. At least two more hearings are scheduled this month, and the committee's vice chair, Representative Liz Cheney, is making clear that criminal referrals to the Justice Department, including against Trump, could follow. Argentina has a new economy minister just a day after the abrupt resignation of her predecessor shook the governing coalition at a time it was already having a crisis of unity. The presidency's spokesperson wrote it on Twitter late Sunday that Silvina Batakis will now head the economy ministry, replacing Martin Guzman. The pick could be crucial for the administration of President Antonio Fernandez as it faces sharp internal divisions while Argentina is undergoing economic turmoil. Inflation is running above 60%. The peso has been sliding, and truckers have disrupted the economy by striking over the high cost of diesel. At the same time, left-leaning members of the governing coalition have been sharply criticizing the government's deal to restructure $44 billion in debt. More than 30,000 residents of Sydney and its surroundings have been told to evacuate or prepare their evacuate their homes amid bad weather conditions. Australia's largest city is braced for what could be its worst flooding in 18 months. During a news conference on Monday, the Premier of New South Wales said evacuation warnings and orders affected 32,000 people across the state. People were told to avoid any non-essential travel. That includes on public transport, with some roads already underwater, and others at risk of sudden flash flooding could occur. Recapping our top story, Russia has in fact claimed control over the last Ukrainian stronghold in an eastern province that is key to achieving a major goal of Moscow's grinding war. The general staff of Ukraine's military reported that its forces had withdrawn from the province, and Ukraine's president acknowledged the withdrawal in his nightly video address, but then said his forces would return with more modern weapons. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com, via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.